There are 4 seats up for a vote on the city council this fall, but only 3 candidates, all incumbents, signed up to run by Tuesday's deadline. That means Mark Jensen and John Haverlick will each serve another 3-year term, and Nancy Strand will serve another 2 years. A 1-year term will remain vacant until the mayor and city council appoint someone to fill it. Write-in candidates are not allowed for the city council. Apparently, there are only 2 contested seats for voters to decide this year. One is on the Planning and Zoning Commission, where incumbents Otis Marsh and Marion Paddock-Sarf are signed up to run for the same 2-year term. The other race is for the Library Advisory Board. Marilyn Manish Mucci, Elizabeth Thompson, and incumbent Karen Dillman are running for 2 3-year terms. Local voters will also decide whether to approve an ordinance that prohibits smoking in workplaces and public places. Meanwhile, all the other candidates listed on the ballot are uncontested and most are incumbents. John Jensen, Lyle Bennett, and Susan Thomason are listed for 3 open seats on the Planning and Zoning Commission. Mike Bangs, Glenn Reed Jr., Joseph Quitzlin, Bob Martin, and Dave Tinas are signed up for the 5 open seats on the Harbor Board. John Wright has no competition for a Library Board seat. Bree Hayes is signed up for the single school board opening. For 3 Hospital Board seats, it's Tom Abbott, Zach Hayes, and Chris Savage. Sally Dwyer is signed up for the single open seat on public safety, and John C. Martin and Joe Antinas are listed for utility board seats. That leaves 2 more vacant seats on the utility board with no candidates, and there's also 1 vacant seat on Parks and Recreation. Petersburg's municipal election is October 5th. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.